Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Martin, who's the COO with the National Wood Flooring Association. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Thanks for getting on the show with me. I know you're fairly new with the NWFA. You've been brought in to be Ed Korzak's apprentice until the end of the year, and then you take over as executive director and CEO. Is that right?
That's correct. I've been here with the NWFA about 6 weeks, and we'll work side by side with Ed as we finish off this year.
Okay. And just to let people know a little bit of your background, I know that you actually have worked for other trade associations. You work with the Electrical Distributors Trade Association, right?
That's correct. Actually, most of my career has been spent with associations, whether they have been with an international organization as well as some companies that service associations. But the last 14 years, I spent with the National Association of Electrical Distributors, which is very similar to NWFA in its structure. A lot of the same types of issues, even though the product is different, the approach to association management and the role that the association plays in the marketplace is very similar, so it's a very familiar fit.
Okay. Now, as part of taking this job, are you having to move to St. Louis from another place?
No, actually, the National Association of Electrical Distributors moved to St. Louis just about 15 years ago, and I came on about 6 months after they moved from Connecticut to here, so I was already in St. Louis. I'm local here from Missouri, so
okay.
It was a great move. I was already here.
Just a little personal question. Do you have a family?
I do. I have a wife and two daughters,
okay.
And we actually live here in Chesterfield, about 5 miles from the NWFA headquarters.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, hopefully you've been there long enough to be able to answer this question, but I'm just curious, what is the role of the NWFA?
The way I see it, NWFA really has four main things that it provides. The number one, of course, being training that's by the industry, for the industry. I think that's one of the greatest strengths that the association has. The other things that I think they're important the association do is to set standards for the industry, you know, as far as guidelines for installation and, you know, what is an acceptable practice and what isn't. Of course, networking is important. The trade show and the annual conference are a very important element of what the association can do. And representation, I guess, in the rest of the world would be also one of the most important things. So those four things, training, standards, networking, and then giving the face of wood flooring a place in the rest of the world, representation amongst not only the flooring industry, but also with legislative issues or green issues or environmental issues across the world.
Okay. Do you get involved in actual political situations where, say, if you see something might be jumping in the way that might stop the use of hardwood, you'd actually have a lobby in Washington that would take care of that? Or what's your role there?
Yes. Well, we certainly, when we work with some of the small business organizations that are in Washington to lobby specifically for that type of group, but yes, we would also look to some of our other partners within the hardwood industry to work with them to try to represent the voice that's right for us.
Okay, Michael. Yeah, another thing you guys do, and I think it's interesting because it separates you from some of the other trade associations that are out there, is that you're not a manufacturers association. I mean, certainly manufacturers are part of the channel that you represent, but I think if you look at your board, you have dealers, distributors, and manufacturers that are represented on your council.
You know, Kemp, I'm glad you brought that up because, to be honest with you, that was one of the biggest selling points for me as far as what the Wood Flooring Association does. My background, there was always a constituency represented, but it was never the full industry.
Yeah.
And so when there was an opportunity to work for an association that understood that having the whole supply chain at the table when you go to make decisions that affect an industry is really a unique opportunity, and it really is the best approach. If you have everybody who's involved in the supply chain sitting at the table, as an association, you can affect change. You can make for sure that all the constituents involved are have the opportunity to discuss and make decisions together that are good for everyone. I think that's really important, and it was a key decision maker in me looking at moving here.
Okay. Now, there is, you know, one item that's in the news a lot right now, this whole International Trade Commission filing about the Chinese engineered wood that's coming in here. What is the NWFS position on that?
Well, we really have a neutral stance. You know, it's not our place to really have a voice in that, unless it's something that the members really push for us to discuss, and then of course we would take it through the membership and let them have an official point of view.
Yeah. So you actually have members that are on both sides of that
situation. That's correct.
Yeah, right. You know, one of the things that you see when you look at some of the, well, take for instance ceramic tile. I think that's one good example. You've seen it on the carpet side too, but you're starting to see the use of less material. And do you think that we'll start to see a movement? Most hardwood now is 3/4 inch. Do you think that we might see a movement toward maybe a thinner hardwood product?
Well, I think that it's certainly possible, and as technology increases and the ability to manufacture a product differently that's of a good quality, I wouldn't say that's impossible. What I would say is that, you know, part of the role of the NWFA is to establish standards and to make for sure that the product that is out there is an acceptable type product. So, you know, if that were to be a discussion within the constituency and within the membership, then we certainly would put together a task force or a committee to look at that and to ingrain that into our existing standards and representations for the industry.
Okay. I guess one good question to ask is, as soon as you've got Ed off on whatever island he's going to go to, what's the first thing you're going to do? Do you have an idea of something?
Well, the first thing I'll probably do is call him. Because I can't tell you how important it is to, especially, you know, I know a lot about running an association, mm-hmm. but, you know, the piece that really we're working on to bring me up to speed on are the issues that affect the wood flooring industry specifically. And Ed's got a really great perspective on that. He's been involved for so many years that it's just really a great resource, and we're really enjoying working together, to be honest with you, and to move the association forward as much as we can together before he does ride off into the sunset, so to speak. But I have his promise that he's always going to be accessible.
Okay.
So,
all right. So there's no agenda for what you're going to focus on as he leaves.
You know, I think the main thing that I can focus on are the pieces that maybe I bring in experience to that's a little different. Initially, I'm more on the operations side. So, you know, if we're talking about technology, as technology evolves and, you know, the use of smartphones in the field are more of a day-to-day occurrence, that we want to make sure that we keep pace with that so that we have the right tools in the right place for our members. I think that's one of the areas where you'll see the NWFA change fairly quickly in some of the ways that it addresses those types of issues.
Okay. So a lot of the people will meet you for the first time, I guess, at your annual meeting, trade show, expo, which is in San Diego at the end of this month, isn't it?
That's correct.
Well, listen, you know, I'm impressed in talking to you. I know that one of the things you did with the Electrical Distributors Trade Association was you published a magazine. Sounds like you're well-versed and good at speaking, so that'll stand you well.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Michael. Again, we've been talking to Michael Martin, who is the COO with the National Wood Flooring Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.